Well, again, it is certainly glad to see each one of you here for this evening, and I appreciate again the opportunity to stand before you to present a lesson from the Word of God. I want to continue the thoughts from this morning and looking at a text of Scripture in 2 Timothy that Paul wrote to this young man, this evangelist, in encouraging him and telling him the things that they're of God. Every scripture is inspired of God and what it is profitable for, what it can do for him, what it can do for all. And as a part of this great text regarding the scripture here, we're told that the scriptures are able. Paul tells Timothy there, the scriptures are able to save you, are able to make thee wise unto salvation. This means what he's telling Timothy here, the scriptures have the power, have the might. And the Bible goes to great lengths to describe that power or that might, the ability that the scriptures have. We have already learned from this morning that the scriptures are the sacred writings of God. As we continue the thoughts and look at this text here in 2 Timothy chapter 3, one would naturally expect that they are mighty, since they are from the Almighty, the revealed mind of God. In the Old Testament, we're told here about God's words. In Jeremiah chapter 5 and verse 14, he likens them to fire upon wood. He says, "Wherefore thus saith Jehovah, the God of hosts, because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and as people wood, and it shall devour them." He repeats that sentiment just a few chapters later in chapter 23 and verse 29, where he says, "There is not my word like fire, saith Jehovah." Here in Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, as he is known, God turns his attention from the people and speaks to Jeremiah. The words, he says, that God owns these words that are like fire. And though men deny them and reject them, he would make them have an effect upon them, the people. The idea here in Jeremiah is that the people are powerless as wood. When you throw wood into fire, it consumes, it becomes ash. That's the power that the Word of God has. And as people, we are powerless against it. And sinners, by their sin, as Jeremiah talks here in Jeremiah, and you read Lamentations, he talks about the desolate conditions of the Israelites and Jerusalem and the things that people were engaged in. And their sin fuels the wrath of God, as ours does. And that's how Jeremiah, he can say to Jeremiah, "My words are like fire, and you people are like wood. And they're going to destroy." The word has that kind of power. Words that Jesus describes as, "The heavens and earth shall pass away, but my words shall abide forever." There's power in this word. And here in Jeremiah reminds us what Paul tells us that Thessalonians as well, and how Christ will come into judgment. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7 beginning. He says, "And to you that are afflicted, rest with us at the revelation of the Lord Jesus from heaven with the angels of his power in flaming fire, rendering vengeance to them that know not God and to them that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus." The same way, the same words as we talked about this morning that are going to judge us, that we are going to be judged by these words, the powerful words. The Israelites here, is Jeremiah's talking to them and warning them of the impending destruction because they refuse to repent. The words of God are so powerful. Who can defend us? Or what can defend us when he is our defense? Who can stand against us when God is with us? The word of God, like fire up on wood. He describes it also as a hammer in Jeremiah 23 and 29 as well. The latter part of that verse is as, and like a hammer that breaketh a rock into pieces. The word of the false prophets may be known to men, and the promises of peace, but in sin. The word of God, God says here, my word, by contrast, it burns and it breaks the hardened heart. The hammer here is symbolizing the word of God and how it breaks men. The hammer is a destructive tool. We don't use a hammer for other than to destroy things most of the time. Many of you have probably broken up rock in your life. I used to work for my grandfather growing up on my mom's side. And he was always digging a ditch somewhere or breaking up rock somewhere. And guess who was volunteered to do it when we came over? Pick up the sledgehammer, start breaking some rock over here. Take it over here. That sledgehammer, that rock was powerless against the sledgehammer. God's word, it has that power. We are powerless. God's word is the hammer, and it breaks man into pieces. The idea here that God's word, God's word is the hammer. We are the stone. The stone is broken. The hammer continues. God's word stands. But man is broken. It'll bring destruction and crushing and breaking those who oppose it. John 12 and verse 48, we noted this morning that he that rejecteth me